Senate Bill 705 would reduce the state's coal severance tax to 3% over the next 2 years. Lawmakers have already approved, and Governor Tomlin already signed, a bill that will eliminate an extra tax on the resource by this summer. But supporters say that legislation does not go far enough to aid the ailing industry. Senate Bill 705 was written by the Senate's Finance Committee and was read a first time on the floor Monday evening, but only after being debated by the members. Members of the Republican majority argued the tax reduction will lead to fewer costs for the industry and could help save jobs. But Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler says the bill ties the hands of future lawmakers and reduces the revenues they can appropriate in future budgets, hurting communities across the state.
The folks back home in my coal communities back in Marshall County, they're suffering now, not 2 years from now, and this will do not one thing for them. Not one bit of good for them.
Despite the backlash, the bill is on track to be put to a vote on Wednesday. That day is the final lawmakers can vote on bills originating in their chamber. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.